Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
So last night we were in Norwalk. It was our iCubs to the Rescue night. We've been doing this for several years. During the spring, we ask people to enter a contest. Enter your little league team that you think might need a little help.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get some iCubs players. We had three of them last night come down with us and have a practice with the kids. Norwalk was the Park and Rec League. The Cubs team down there last night was this year's little league team.
Yes.
Coaches Vicky and Nick and all the players. We only had almost one iCub get hurt, which is about our average.
Right.
Uh-huh. Usually one, you know, because the kids all start throwing the ball at once.
Yes.
And then there's the poor players standing there.
I know.
Or they kind of consider it to be a tryout.
That's true.
Right. You got to
throw it as hard as you can. Right. Right.
If I do the best in practice tonight, yes, I'm on the team.
That's right.
That's how I view it.
I would do the same thing. If I was playing catch with a pro ball player, I'd show him what I got.
That's right.
So we did get a chance to talk to the kids when they weren't practicing, though, and I think what we got here, talking about their school year. Start with that.
Mm-hmm.
What they say they're going to miss the most.
Right.
What will you not miss about school?
Everything.
Test.
I'm not going to miss it.
What?
My teacher.
Your teacher.
Leaving.
Oh,
I'm going to miss leaving.
You're going to miss leaving?
Yep.
No, I want to go to middle school. I'm
going to miss the feeling of just leaving.
Mostly miss tests.
You're not going to miss tests? All right, what was your favorite subject?
Math.
Oh,
yeah.
Recess.
Recess. MPE.
Lunch.
You said that.
Recess.
I mean lunch.
Lunch. I'm
going home.
Going home. All right, well, I dare ask, what was your least favorite?
Oh, no.
Oh, math.
Math? I thought you said math was your favorite. Now somebody else.
Math.
Math.
Right.
Like, pretty much everything.
Same.
I hate everything.
Are your parents as excited about summer vacation as you are?
No, probably not.
I don't know.
No, probably.
We're going
on a vacation, so I don't know.
Okay. Probably. I don't know.
I want to go.
They're mad because I'm going to pester them all summer.
And of course, we had they're not just ball players. They have well-rounded lives.
Yes, they sure do.
Love is a big deal in their life. Yeah.
Now, who here has got a girlfriend? Anyone got a girlfriend?
I do. Always.
Duh. All right. Well, tell us. So how long you been dating?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? All right. What's your name?
Amelie.
All right. What grade is she in?
My grade, fifth.
Fifth? All right. Are you guys going to keep it going through the summer, or are you going to take a break? Duh.
Keep it going.
All right.
So how did you start dating? Who asked who? Did you ask her?
Me.
You asked her?
Uh-huh.
How'd you do it?
I just said, hey, will you go out with me?
And what'd she say?
She said, yeah.
And that's how love forms here in Norwalk. That's awesome. And what's your name?
Riley.
Riley, all right. Well, that's good, Riley. Awesome. Anyone else got a girlfriend for more than 2 weeks?
Oh, X. Not anymore.
Come over here. What happened with you and your girlfriend?
Wait, which one? The first one?
Yeah.
Try and keep your girlfriend straight if you can. All right?
Yeah, Julian.
All right.
You dumped her.
I dated her for 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah.
She cheated.
Oh. Are you ever going to find love again, or are you scarred for life now?
I don't know. Oh, man.
Next on the show, we have her. We're going to find out what happened.
What happened? Exactly.
Tweet us at Star 102.5.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.